Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are talking about a new season. I'm so excited to be in the new year. If you are in the new year, I want you to just look around and be grateful. Take a moment and just take everything in. You made it. You're alive by God's grace. Let's start with the prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit everyone that is listening into your hands. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another day to just be in your presence, another day to just love one another, another day to see the light, another day to know the truth, and another day to love you more. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful and we worship you. And we're asking that you protect us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome back, guys. I'm so excited to be here with you again on this fine Tuesday morning. So, I wanted to talk about the new year. And the importance of starting over. Whew. Starting over sometimes to some of us seems like you failed. I want to encourage everyone behind this microphone, anyone listening on the other end, starting over is probably one of the best things that will ever happen to you. Starting over doesn't mean you're a failure. You choosing to end and not starting over, that is your road to failure. When you decide to not take a step back, when you decide that you still want to keep going, even though you may need to go back to the game plan and get a new revelation, you need to go back to God and ask for more direction, but you just want to go in your own will, that leads to failure. But I want you to know that starting over is not a bad thing. That if God that gives good gifts, if God is the one pushing you towards your purpose, and some things block the way, and you feel like you're hitting a crossroad, things aren't moving, I want you to know that you can start over. I want you to know that you can go back to the source. I want you to know that you can go back to the drawing board, because sometimes we need to go back to God and ask him a question. God, I was moving this way. What did I do wrong? Lord, where did I lack? Lord, where did I not see what you were trying to tell me? Lord, where did my flesh and my own will lead ahead of me? Sometimes starting over is us surrendering back to God. Sometimes you starting over is the fuel that you needed to succeed. It all starts up here. Starting over doesn't mean you failed. It does not mean you failed. It means that you are humble enough. You are surrendering everything back to God. Because at times, we can move so fast and we tend to go beyond God's will, God's purpose for our lives, and start using our will. You can see that then it's not God that's pushing you. It's your own will. It's your own mind. It's your own heart that is driving you. And at times God is like, no, my daughter, no, my son, go back to the drawing board. Starting over is not failure. Starting over may be the very thing you needed to succeed. And I want you to know this. Every mistake, every crossroad, every lesson, everything you go through in this journey, I want you to shift your mindset from it being a mistake to it being a lesson. The Lord, I didn't do this right. Lord, this didn't turn out well. Lord, teach me the lessons in it. so I may go back to the drawing board. And now I have a better understanding of my purpose. Now I have a better understanding about the will of God. Now I have a better understanding of where I need to be. Now I have a better understanding of what not to do and what to do. I'm telling y'all, starting over may be the best thing that will ever happen to you. And we as people, as God's creation, he says his mercies are new every morning. You're giving another day. Another day that God's mercy will pour out. Meaning that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Meaning that things run in season. Things sometimes need to start over. When you go through things and it doesn't work out, God has told you something, and as you're going, you see that your momentum is rising, everything is going, but you start to see that it wasn't God. You left God outside. You left God. When Jesus was a young boy in the temple, his parents left, and they had forgotten that they left Jesus. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes things look good, the glitz and the glam. Things are working out. The plan that you had is working out. But God is saying, did you go with me or did you go ahead of me? Did you go with God or did you go ahead of him? If you went ahead of God today, I want you to know that it's time to start over. And it's a blessing that you get to start over. Starting over doesn't mean that you're starting from ground zero. It means that you're starting from a drawing board of Jesus. That Jesus is the anchor of your soul. Jesus is the anchor of your life. So you're not starting from ground zero. You're starting with an upper hand. That Jesus is the one that saves. That Jesus is the one with you. He will not. God will neither leave you nor forsake you. So you're starting from a drawing board of certainty that God won't leave you. So you should not leave him. You should not be going ahead of God. It's time for us to start over. A new year is a new season. A new year is a place of redirection. I want us to see this. James chapter 1 verse 17 to 19. Everything good comes from God. Every perfect gift is from him. This is the mindset I want us to have. Starting over is not failure. Number two, everything good comes from God. Meaning that God can't give you any bad thing. Even if you think it's bad, it's not bad. Meaning that even the redirections and the mistakes that we encounter, all those things, we can see the lesson within it. And you can see how God orchestrates all those parts of your life, all those mistakes, and tells you he tells you to go back to the drawing board, and that he uses that as a lesson to place you back on the road of purpose. It says these good gifts come down from the Father who made all the lights in the sky, but God never changes like the shadows from those lights. He's always the same. That is the drawing board. The God is always the same. He doesn't change his mind. So if God says he has this plan for you, if God says that he's going to leave you, he's going to lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For he is with you. Your rod and your staff will comfort you. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. If this is the promise that God is saying, and he does not change, that means that if he tells you to start over, he's saying believe the promises of his word. Starting over is understanding that God's promise. Don't go ahead of it. You gotta go with it. Some of us have taken God's promises and we've made up our own idea of what purpose, and we've made our own idea of what God wants for our life, when God never said that. God never signed off on that. He never authorized that. That is why it's time to start over. Starting over with God's promises. I want you all to read Psalm 23. For the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. This makes me, it fills me with just such, I'm so grateful for this word today, and I pray that it blesses you. Because the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. There is nothing that you will need if God is your shepherd. He will grant all the things you need. Meaning that don't go ahead of God if you are staying on the same pace as God. Every single day, He is making sure that you are okay. But you have to have the faith to stand on the promises of God. I believe there's an abundance in Christ Jesus. And He says God decided to give us life. Oh my goodness. This is the abundance I am talking about. Not money, not the things of the world. It says God decided to give us life through the true message He sent to us. Through Jesus, through the word, through the promises of God. He wanted us to be the most important of all that He created. Can you believe that we are the most important of all that God created? That God favored us and looked at us and had a thought in mind that I want to create people to come and glorify me that I can partner with. To bring forth my will on this earth. That we are His partnership. We are the people that He chose. I believe God is telling all of us to start over. To listen to the promises. To stand on the promises. To have the faith upon His promises. And also know that He wanted us to be the most important of all that He created. You are important. I don't know what the enemy tried to say to you. I don't know what lie the enemy tried to tell you. But you are important. And you're not important in a prideful way. You are important that just brings a certain humbleness to you. The God that so loved the world loves me too. That I was part of His plan. We were part of the plan. But it all started with God first. And then He had us in mind. He made the creation and then He had us in mind. And He said, I am going to make man in our image. I am going to give man an image of me. I'm going to give them my identity. Wow. God gave us an identity. We didn't get it from what the world says. We didn't get our identity from the things of the world, the things that we have, the accolades, the degrees. No, none of that mattered. It doesn't matter, but our identity, He says, you are a spitting image of God, meaning you are an important creation. And if today you are in a new year, it means a start over. If you've let your will, your mind lead you astray, lead you ahead of God. Today, He's the message for us through the ministry, through Christ Jesus, is it's time to start over. There's a blessing in starting over. This episode, I'm telling you, it spoke to my heart. It blessed me in such a profound way because, like I said, my 2024 has started a little rocky, but God loves you and He wants us to continue to walk with Him, not ahead of Him. Don't go without God because you can't do it without God. Like, you legit can't. I want you to know that without God, there's nothing. And you have to get to that place of surrender that if God is not with me, who is with me? How can I survive? The life is lifing us right now. What would I do? If God is not with me, what would I do? I want us to get to that level. And I pray that God will bless all of you. And there is no failure in starting over. Sometimes you need to start over. Sometimes you need to start over. I believe Joseph, when he was sent into captivity, slavery, by his own brothers. He had to start his whole life over. Even with the start over, he encountered some trials and tribulations. But with that start over, in a new place, in Potiphar's house, he found a blessing. And he didn't lead his life ahead of himself, but he let God direct his steps. There's a blessing in starting over. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because you're going back to the drawing board. You're having that humility to say, God, it's not working, and I did something that was ahead of you, and God, I am surrendering. It takes a lot for you to go back to the drawing board, but sometimes you need to. God bless all of you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.